盼望我们手中都有圣经。
I hope we all have Bible in our hands.
Good. 我们的孩子们都有圣经吗？都有哈，太好了。好，我们读箴言第一章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter one.
我们今天人比较多，我们男生念一节，女生念一节，好吧？
Brothers and sisters, read alternatively.
好，这个很好。
Verse by verse.
如果你没有圣经的话，看上面哈。好，好，我们弟兄先来。
Brothers, go first.
以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言。使人处事领受智慧，仁义公平正直的训诲，与人灵敏，知识和谋略，使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋，和譬喻，懂得人言语和谜语。敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。因为这要做你头上的华冠，你颈项上的金链，而恶人要不可随从。他们若说你与我们同去，我们要埋伏流人之血，要蹲伏害无罪之人，好像阴间把他们活活吞下。他们如同下坑的人，被我们囫囵吞了。我们必得各样宝物，将所掳来的装满房屋。你与我们大家同分，我们共用一个囊袋。我儿，不要与他们同行一道，禁止你脚走他们的路。他们的脚奔跑行恶，他们急速流人的血，好像飞鸟，网罗射在眼前仍不躲避。这些人埋伏是为自流己血，蹲伏是为自害己命。凡贪恋财力的，所行之路都是如此。这贪恋之心，乃夺去得财者之命。会在宽阔处发生，在热闹街头喊叫，在城门口，在城中发出言语，说：你们愚昧人喜爱愚昧，亵慢人喜欢亵慢，愚顽人恨恶知识，要到几时呢？你们当因我的责备回转，要将我的灵浇灌你们，将我的话指示你们。我呼唤，你们不肯听从，我伸手无人理会，反轻弃我一切的劝诫，不肯受我的责备。你们遭灾难，我就发笑，惊恐临到你们，我必嗤笑。惊恐临到你们，好像狂风，灾难来到如同暴风，极难痛苦临到你们身上。那时你们必呼求我，我却不答应，恳切地寻找我，却寻不见。因为你们恨恶知识，不喜爱敬畏耶和华，不听我的劝诫，藐视我一切的责备，所以必吃自洁的果子，充满自设的计谋。愚昧人被盗， 必杀己身，愚顽人安逸必害己命，唯有听从我的必安然居住，得享安静，不怕灾祸。我们一起再有一点祷告。
Let's have a more prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的恩典实在是这样的浩大。
How great is your grace?
你常与我们同在。
You are with us always.
你常忍耐等候我们。
You have patience and wait on us.
你何等盼望能够把敬畏耶和华的知识能够来指教我们。
You wanted to teach us the wisdom of fearing the Lord.
因为敬畏耶和华实在是知识的开端。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
It is understanding to know the Holy One.
我们何等愿你借着你赐人智慧启示的灵亲自来开启我们。
May you reveal yourself to us by the spirit of understanding and wisdom.
我们何等巴望在这个弯曲背扭的世代的当中成为一般有智慧的人。
In this perverse generation, we hope that we can be the one with wisdom.
我们愿你自己的心意能够在你的教会中有通达的道路。
May your will be done among your church.
我们愿把自己再一次都让在主的手中。
We commit ourselves unto your hands.
让圣灵来亲自的解开主的话语。
May your Holy Spirit reveal the words of the Lord to us.
我们一同谦卑的匍匐在主的面前。
We bow ourselves before you humbly.
实在是够我们使用。
Your grace is sufficient to us.
不仅够讲的人，也够翻译的人使用。
It's sufficient for the speaker, for the translator.
也让我们每一个在一起交通的，我们都被一个灵所感，都一同被带到主的面前。
So we may all be moved by one spirit and to be brought in front of the Lord.
你说无论大小，凡敬畏耶和华的都要得到赏赐。
No matter the small or the great, whoever fear the Lord will be blessed.
愿我们今天在你面前，无论是我们的孩子们，还是我们一同在这里聚集的每一位，都能够在你面前蒙福。
May we all be blessed, no matter the children among us or the adult, we can all be blessed in front of you.
我们一同在这里等候你。
Wait on you.
照你自己丰盛的恩典，你亲自与我们同在。
May your grace be with us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚才读过的这段的经文是非常宝贵的一段的经文。
We have read this precious scripture.
这里告诉我们智慧到底是怎样的一回事。
It tells us what is wisdom.
我们看见今天这世界上有许多所谓的智慧。
We know all kinds of various wisdom on the earth.
但这里所说的智慧和世上的智慧是完全不同的。
But the wisdom mentioned here is different from the wisdom on the world.
这里告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
在箴言第九章那里也告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
In Proverbs chapter 9, it also tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
在神的眼中，一个不敬畏耶和华的人是没有智慧的。
In God's eyes, those who do not have the fear of the Lord has no wisdom.
这个开端这个词，我们星期五特别告诉我们一同的在交通的时候，特别看见说这个开端这个词在原文里面也有上好，是 supreme， 是最好的， 智慧。
We had talked about the word, the beginning of the wisdom. In the original text, it also says the supreme of knowledge, the best.
所以这里所说的智慧是超过世上所有的智慧。
So the wisdom mentioned here is far beyond above all the wisdom in the world.
世上的智慧可以建立我们外面这个人。
The worldly wisdom can build the outward man.
但是这里所说的智慧使我们能够在神面前成为他手中贵重的器皿。
But the wisdom mentioned here can mold us into the vessel that can be used by God.
只有这里所说的智慧让我们今天在地上在神面前可以有永远的价值。
So the wisdom mentioned here can enable us to be worthy, to have value before God.
这个世代所给我们的智慧最多让我们在地上能够在这个世界上可能有一点的价值。
The worldly wisdom can to the most can enable us to be a little bit valuable in the world.
但是这些价值转眼成空。
But those the value will turn to futile.
今天在这样一个世代里面，整个的世界你会发现是用这世界的智慧让我们的孩子们能够有价值。
We know that the worldly wisdom wanted to make our children to be valuable in the world.
神的教会，当我们在养育我们的孩子的时候。
But the wisdom of God teaches us when we are raising our children.
我们是盼望我们的孩子是对这个世界是有价值的呢，还是盼望我们的孩子在永恒里面有永恒的价值？
Do you want our children to be useful to the world or to be valuable in eternity?
弟兄姊妹，我们所面临的这个挑战是非常严肃的。
We are facing a great serious challenge.
若不是这属天的智慧，
if not with this heavenly wisdom,
若不是从神来的智慧，
if not from the wisdom from God,
我们纵然劳苦努力，
although we labor much,
我们为我们的孩子迫切的祷告。
We pray fervently for our children.
很多时候我们盼望我们的孩子是在这个世界上有价值。
Oftentimes we only hope our children to be useful to the world.
所以等到第二代、第三代的时候，人来到神的教会里，所遇见的已经不再是基督。
So、when
最多遇见的是个基督教。
So when it comes to the second or third generation, when people come to the church, they cannot meet Christ. To the most, they will encounter Christianity.
我们知道，在教会刚强的时候，教会中的孩子们心中所盼望的是将来能够在永恒里面有价值。
We know that when the church is strong, the children in the church, what they have hoped for is that they can be useful into eternity.
他们可以上世界上最好的大学。
They can go to the most prestigious university in the world.
他们可以有最好的训练。
They can have the best training in the world.
我们鼓励我们的孩子要好好的读书。
We encourage our children to study.
懒惰绝不是神的旨意。
Slackness is not a will of God.
神绝对不喜欢任何一个懒惰的孩子。
God will by no means like a lazy child.
但是我们为孩子祷告，让孩子们有最好的教育，目的到底是什么？
When we pray for our children for them to have the best education, what's the purpose?
我们是不是盼望他们成为一般敬畏耶和华的人？
Do we hope that they can be those fear the Lord?
他们在神的手中有永恒的价值。
They can be useful in eternity in God's hands.
他们所顾念的不是眼见的。
What they have hoped for is not the one that can be seen.
他们所顾念的乃是所不见的。
What they hope for is that those cannot be seen.
所见的都是暂时的。
It is temporary that for those who can be seen.
所不见的乃是永远的。
For those who cannot be seen is eternal.
弟兄姊妹，我们为我们的孩子是怎么祷告的呢？
How do we pray for our children?
很多时候 我们自己祷告的时候，我们盼望是一件事。
When we pray for ourselves, it is one thing.
我们为我们孩子祷告的时候，我们心中所盼望的好像是另外一件事。
But when it comes to pray for our children, it's another thing.
这不是从上头来的智慧。
It is not the heavenly wisdom.
这不是箴言所告诉我们敬畏耶和华的那个智慧。
It is not the wisdom that mentioned in the Proverbs, the fear of the Lord.
我们今天何等盼望我们的孩子能被建立。
How we hope that our children can be built up.
这次回来看见孩子们长大了，真的是心里何等的欢喜。
I'm truly joyful that to see the children have grown up.
但是我们，我想弟兄姊妹心中都有这样的负担。
But I know we all have this burden.
我们何等巴望在神的家中，我们的孩子，我们的孩子的孩子，他们心中所羡慕的是永恒的荣耀。
We hope that our children, our children's children, what they have hoped for, desire for, is the glory of eternity.
弟兄姊妹，只有这个属天的智慧，能够来建立我们的孩子。
Only by this heavenly wisdom that our children can be built up.
只有这属天的智慧，能够让我们每一个家庭成为一个讨神喜悦的家庭。
Only through this heavenly wisdom that each our families can be pleasing to the sight of God.
只有这个智慧，让神的教会可以被建立起来。
Only through this heavenly wisdom that Church of God can be built up.
所有属地的智慧绝不能建造神的家。
It is by no means that the Church of God, the House of God, can be built up by the worldly wisdom.
世上的智慧如果来建造神的家。
If you use the worldly wisdom to build up the house of God,
只能够拆毁主的见证。
You can only tear down the testimony of the Lord.
就算是有一天我们用世上的智慧把神的家建立起来，
even though one day you may build up the house of God by the worldly wisdom,
在神的眼中绝不是神的家。
But by no means in the sight of God, this is the house
of God. 在神的眼中最多是个巴别塔就是了。
The most is a tower of Babel.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
今天神的教会所面临的挑战是何等的严峻。
This challenge is very serious and severe that our church faces.
我们在这边聚会，我们曾经有弟兄姊妹跟我们计算过，我们平均的这一个受教育的水平好像至少是这个硕士或者是博士甚至博士后的水平。
Some people say that the average education level among us is at least the master level or even the doctor level.
我们被这个世界可以说是培养到一个地步，我们太习惯用人的智慧。
We are so used to the worldly wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在神的面前学习敬畏耶和华。
But brothers and sisters, we ought to learn before the Lord the fear of the Lord.
因为这才是知识的开端。
That is the beginning of knowledge.
这才是智慧的开端。
It's the beginning of wisdom.
神的教会也因此才能够真实的被建立。
And the house of God, the church of God can be built up.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面稍微有一点的年日，我们在主里有一些的这个追求的话。
If you are zealous before the Lord and you have become a Christian for a long time,
我想我们自己会承认，我们天然的智慧不能够认识神。
I think we have to confess by our worldly natural wisdom, we cannot know God.
我们用自己的智慧最多是毁坏主的见证。
By our own wisdom, to the most, we tear down the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见箴言，他在这里讲到建立。
In the book of Proverbs, it talks about build up.
智慧建立。
The wisdom builds up.
愚昧拆毁。
Foolishness tear down.
我们今天在神面前，我们要让神的灵把这一个敬畏耶和华的那一个灵也充满在我们的里面。
Before the Lord, we want the spirit of fearing the Lord to be poured out inside of us.
所以我们看见说，在 这一段的经文哈，我们稍微仔细看一下。他这一上来就说以色列王大卫的儿子所罗门的箴言。
The beginning of the scripture it says the proverbs of Solomon the son of David the king of Israel。
我想我们这个次序哈，这个中文跟英文哈正好反过来，这没有关系的哈。我们看见说这是所罗门的箴言。
We know this is the Proverbs of Solomon.
我们知道所罗门是什么意思？孩子们知道所罗门是什么意思吗
？What does Solomon mean? The word Solomon.
你们上主日学一定知道所罗门是什么意思。
I think you ought to know.
Harry. 平安王对不对
？The Prince of Peace.
这里告诉我们说，这个智慧你知道有多么奇妙吗？
And do you know how wonderful the wisdom is here?
这个智慧让我们在所有的环境当中，在一切的风浪当中，在所有的艰难困苦当中，仍然一直有一个平安。
This wisdom to allow us to have this peace, no matter what circumstances we are in.
这个时代可以说是非常非常邪恶的时代。
Pardon, sister, this generation is very evil and perverse.
我们在这样一个时代里能够有真实的平安吗
？Can we have the true peace among this generation?
是胜过环境的平安。
The peace that above all these circumstances.
他说这是大卫的儿子。
He said the son of David.
这里告诉我们说，这一个智慧哈，它是因着受教而有的智慧。
This wisdom is from instruction.
如果没有受教
，without instruction，
一个人如果从来不受教
，if someone has never been instructed，
没有这样的智慧。
They will not have this wisdom.
没有一个天然人可以有这样的智慧。
No natural man can have this kind of wisdom.
这样的智慧是因着受教而有的。
This wisdom only comes from instruction.
他说这是以色列王。
He says the king of Israel.
这个智慧使一个人被建立到一个地步，可以承担属灵的重任。
This wisdom can build up a person that to a point that can bear spiritual responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的事！
How precious it is!
今天教会我们在一起聚的时候，你会发现能够承担起见证责任的器皿是何等的稀少。
It is very rare that we have this. The vessels can take up the spiritual responsibilities.
因为缺少这样的智慧。
It's because we are lacking of this.
我们年日过去了。
Our years has passed.
我们劳苦，我们努力。
We labored, we suffered.
我们满心盼望神的教会能够刚强。
We hope wholeheartedly that our church can be strengthened.
弟兄姊妹。如果没有这属天的智慧
，without this heavenly wisdom，
我们没有办法承担起属灵的重任。
We cannot take up the spiritual responsibilities。
所以这一段经文告诉我们，这一个智慧实在是太宝贵了。
So the scripture tells us how precious this wisdom is。
第二节
，verse two，
要使人得智慧和训诲
，to know wisdom and instruction。
这个的 instruction 哈，这个在这个原来的一个意思还特别的重的是叫做 correction， 就是矫正。
In the original text, the instruction was a correction.
这个智慧给我们看见说，智慧是一定在人的身上经过了这样的矫正以后才能有的。
Only through this correction that one can have this kind of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这是属天的智慧。
This is a heavenly wisdom.
属天的智慧跟世上的智慧是真的不一样。
It is very different from the worldly wisdom.
世上的智慧是去 correct, 去改变别人。
The worldly wisdom is to go correct others.
属天的智慧是让神在我们里面做改变的工作。
The heavenly wisdom is to allow God to correct us.
分辨通达的言语。
To perceive the words of understanding.
这一节的经文很有意思。
It's very interesting.
他告诉我们说哈，这个智慧让我们能晓得什么样的言语你说出来的时候是人家能够明白的。
This wisdom allows us to know what kind of words when you speak out and to have other people, to let other people understand.
这个我女儿她学这个 speech therapy, 她学这个语言治疗，她告诉我说在这个所有的人的讲话里面，如果人不学的话，很多时候讲出来的话，人家是不明白的。
My daughter, her major is speech and language pathology, and she told me, if you do not pay attention, and what you speak, and other people cannot understand.
夫妻两个有的时候讲话啊，鸡对鸭讲。
And even couples and husband and wife, oftentimes when they talk to each other, they cannot understand.
孩子们在家里面很怕妈妈讲话。
Children are very much afraid of mom's voice.
我们讲他一开口，我们就知道他要讲什么。
They said we know what she want to say when she opens her mouth.
在一个家庭里面。父亲和儿子能够好好的交通，能够像朋友一样的心掏心的讲话不多。
It is very rare that the father and the son can have a good fellowship.
我们现在十几岁了。
You are all teenagers.
你们跟你们的父母能不能把你们心中最深处的意念跟他们交通。
Can you have some fellowship with your parents, about your most deep inner thoughts?
我们做父母的，我们有这样的孩子，我也经过孩子们是十几岁的时候，我们能不能跟他们有心掏心、敞开的交通呢？
I have gone through the years of my the teenager years of my children. Can we have this inner deep fellowship with my children?
这实在是属天的智慧。
This is the heavenly wisdom.
我们知道讲出的话哈，又诚恳，但是又柔和。
The words that you speak is sincere and gentle.
不是吹捧他们，也不是去责备他们。
It's not to flatter them or only rebuke them.
乃是可以敞开的交通。
It's the open fellowship.
圣经上说，如果弟兄跟弟兄之间断了交通，弟兄姊妹那像什么呢？像尖在的门栓。
The Bible says if the fellowship among brothers is interrupted. It's like the stronghold of a gate.
弟兄姊妹，怎么样能够让这尖在的门栓打开呢？
How can you open this bolt of the gate?
在爱中说诚实话。
Speak truth in love.
我们相爱，对不对？
We
们都知道相爱。
We all know to love one another.
很稀奇哈。我们越想相爱哈，好像我们的距离越远一样。
But seemingly, the more we want to love, and we draw us further apart.
这不是从地上的智慧来的。这不是从属地的智慧来的。
It's not from the worldly wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要有敬畏耶和华的心。
We ought to have this heart of the fear of the Lord.
我们以为敬畏耶和华只是我们这个人和神的关系而已。
We thought that the fear of the Lord is a matter between me and God.
弟兄姊妹，何等的稀奇啊！当你真的学敬畏耶和华的时候，你发现你的儿女哈，向着你，他可以哭诉他心中最深处的痛苦。
It is wonderful that when you have the fear of the Lord, your children can come to you and cry with you and tell you all his sufferings.
我们说他们是悖逆期。
We said they are at the time of rebellion.
把这一块咱们贴出来，这悖逆的人坐的地方。
We put a tag on them. That's the seat for the rebellion.
如果这贴一个被人坐的地方，我们的孩子们都出去了，对不对？
If we put a tag on the seats that this the seats for the rebellion, they all went out.
我们觉得说，好像孩子们到了十几岁就应该被逆。
We thought that the teenagers are ought to be rebellious.
神的话从来没有这样告诉我们。
But God's word never tells us that.
世界的智慧养出来的孩子，确确实实。到了这个时候他就悖逆。
It is true that teenagers are rebellious if you raise them according to the word of the worldly wisdom.
神的教会是不是也要这一辈子在第二辈子全都靠着世上的智慧呢？
The church of God, do we have to rely on the worldly wisdom to raise our second and third generations?
弟兄姊妹，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Brother and sister, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
哇，这一开端不得了。
It is a great thing that the beginning.
你会发现，你可以和孩子们相处，你可以和配偶相处，你也可以和你的弟兄相处。
You find that you can get along with your children, with your spouse.
因为我们这里告诉我们说有通达的言语。
Because it says,
通了，一讲话就通了。
It says to the words, to perceive the words of understanding.
使人处事领受智慧仁义公平正直的训诲。
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity.
这里面给我们看见说，很多时候我们觉得自己很公义。
Oftentimes we think ourselves have justice.
我们很公平。
We have the judge.
我们非常的这个正直。
We are upright.
这些要不要再被调整？要不要再让神来改变呢？
Is there any need that we can be corrected or changed or adjusted by God?
当我们处事的时候，当我们与人来往的时候。我是最正确的。
When we oftentimes we think I am the one that is correct.
孩子们跟父母讲话的时候，我们觉得我们比他们聪明十倍。
When the children when children talk to us, we think we are 10 times more smart than them.
你发现，当我越觉得自己正直的时候，我是得理不饶人的。
When I think myself, regard myself as upright, I do not have mercy toward others.
我们的眼睛都是雪亮的，对不对？
My eyes is very bright. 特
别是看别人的难处，都是看得怎么样？清清楚楚，一眼就把它看透了。
I can see others through, and especially.In terms of their shortcomings,
很多我们的孩子们说到自己父母的软弱的时候，一针见血。
We our children can get to the point quickly when talking about their parents' shortcomings.
但是这是属地的智慧。
But that's the worldly wisdom.
这个家不被建立。
The house cannot be built up.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，如果我们很正直。我们很公义，我们这个人呢，我们非常的公平。这里面他说哈，这一个属天的智慧哈，让我们仍然可以在这样的一个光景里面，仍然可以被 correct， 被矫正，仍然可以被主来改变。 没关系，就是说我们很对，但是呢，神让我们脱离我们的对，啊，让神的对显在我们身上。
Although we think ourselves are upright, are correct, but God still want to correct us, want us to be adjusted.
使愚人灵明，使少年人有智慧和谋略。孩子们，好好听这句话，这是特别给少年人写的哦。
To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion.
什么意思呢？大家在座的孩子们聪明不聪明呢？
Do you think yourself smart?
他这个哈、啊，这个灵明这件事情，还有这个后面说到这个知识和谋略这件事情，他在这个原来的这一个意思里面，如果去查考的话，他有这样的一层的意思，就是深度的反省。
Here, knowledge and discretion in the original text, it says a deep reflection.
我劝我们的孩子们，你们少玩手机。
I beseech you, young people among us, do not.
不要觉着打电动很痛快。
Do not think it is a good thing to play video games.
我们在。这个有这样的孩子的家长，对吧？心中所盼望的，对不对？让他们多做点正事儿，对不对
？Our parents wanted our children to do something more useful.
我们知道，当我们这样的去把我们的注意力放在这些电子的上面的时候，医学就告诉我们说，我们失去了深度的反省。
When we pay much attention to those electronic devices, the medical researchers already told us we have lost this deep reflection.
神的话早就告诉我们。
The word of God already told us long ago.
今天我们有的时候跟孩子们讲话哈，那个反应哈，都是最浅的反应。
When we speak to our children, that response sometimes is very shallow.
以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂。
To repay evil by evil, rebuke by rebuke.
今天很多就是在主里面的弟兄姊妹，有的时候的反应也是非常肤浅的。
Even among our brothers and sisters, sometimes the response is very shallow.
你要不跟我讲话，我也不跟你讲话。
If you don't talk to me, I won't talk to you.
你对我不仁，我对你不义。
You treat me bad, I will
repay you with evil. 你从这条线过来，我从这边出去。
And you pass through this way, I will go out that way.
弟兄姊妹，这是属地的智慧。
That is worldly wisdom.
这是拆毁见证的智慧。
It is a wisdom of tearing down the testimony.
神的智慧不是这样。
It is not the wisdom of God.
敬畏耶和华，让我们的反应是有深度的。
The fear of the Lord will give us a deeper response.
有的时候我们跟孩子们讲话哈，讲福音，他们都能把它背下来。
When we talk about a gospel to our children, and they can even
我们的孩子如果一个一个站在这里，把福音如果从头到尾什么是福音把它背下来的话，他们都可以做得 perfect。
Our children can do perfect with if you have them to recite what gospel is.
但你发现哈，在他们的生命中，进到他们的生命里面是非常非常浅的。
But their life is actually very shallow.
你跟他讲人生，他基本上不在乎的。
They do not care if when you talk.When we talk to them about life,
听不太懂什么叫做压力。
They do not understand what pressure is.
当然，读书有压力，对不对？
Yes,
考什么？对不起，考 SAT 是吧？也有压力哈。
Yes, you do have pressure. If you're preparing for SAT.
但是讲到人生的事情，觉着
But when we talk about the matter of life, you will say, so?
好像跟我们没有关系一样。
It's like it has nothing to do with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说这个时代是何等邪恶的时代。
What a perverse generation it is.
我们有的时候说这个时代非常的浮躁，是不是这样？
We sometimes say this generation is very hasty.
都是浮在表面上的。
Is all flowing on the surface.
稍微深度一点就听不懂了。
If you they won't understand if you go a little bit deeper.
还没讲属天的智慧呢。
And we have not come to talk about the heavenly wisdom.
从天上来的异象呢，就已经睡觉了。
And they already fall asleep before we talk about heavenly vision.
为什么？因为根本不能进到深处。
Why? Because they cannot go deeper.
这个智慧让人有深处的反省。
This wisdom allows us to have a deeper reflection.
他说使人听见，使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋。
A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有经历哈。听到是需要有智慧的。
I do not know if you have this experience. Then it is required. Wisdom is required to listen.
当啊、你听完一篇道以后，等到你出这个门的时候，有人问你说：“哎，你今天讲什么？”
After you heard a sermon.And when you go outside and people ask you, what was the sermon about today?
哎，真的，今天讲什么来着？忘了。
And you already forgot.
我们遇见过很多这样的情形，还没出这个门口呢，就已经忘了。
You might oftentimes you already forget before you before.
我们觉得听到多容易啊，对不对？同意的点点头，不同意摇摇头，再觉着。听不下去就睡个觉就好了嘛。
We think it is easy to hear a sermon, and you can nod, you can shake your head, and you can even fall asleep.
我们看到前面年长的弟兄姊妹，我真的很羡慕他们，真的会听到。
I very much admire our elder brothers that they really know how to hear a sermon.
有一次是一个。交通的聚会有差不多五位到六位的弟兄上来交通，年长的弟兄坐在底下，在那里听。
During one share meeting, and our elder brother sitting there and to hear our fellowship.
五六位弟兄讲的每一点，他后来总结的时候都在里面。
During his summary, his summary has every point of the fellowship of the five or six brothers.
他们用的例子，他都非常的一个一个的清清楚楚的把它提炼出来。
He can even get their every examples of those fellowships.
就着属灵的这一个程度来讲。我们说可能对吧，我们弟兄们上来讲的时候，可能在年长的弟兄的感觉里，说实在的，可能就这属灵的分量来讲，那实在是可能很轻的。
Compared to our elder brothers, those fellowship of the five or six brothers, the depths of their fellowship may be very shallow.
都听过的。
We all heard about that.
都讲过的。
And we all talk about that.
但是年长的弟兄，我那天坐在底下，我看到一个很好的榜样。
I saw a very good example from our elder brother.
全神贯注。
Pay all attention to the fellowship.
弟兄们在上面讲的时候。完全的把自己的注意力都摆在上面。
He paid his attention entirely on those fellowships.
我觉得这是何等的智慧。
What kind of wisdom it is?
我们觉得说我们的记忆性要好，对不对？我们可以记笔记。
We think we have a good memory and we can take notes.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一个智慧，这一个敬畏耶和华，让我们的耳朵哈，弟兄姊妹，那个听的东西是非常奇妙的。
But through this fear of the Lord, it's very different how we hear.
不敬畏耶和华，最多听个笑话。
If you do not have the fear of the Lord, to the most you heard some jokes.
可能听了一个例子。
You heard some examples.
甚至传言听进去了。
Even some rumor.
那个传言，圣经上说好像美食哈，深入人心呐。
But the Bible said the passing of the word is like a delicacy that deep inside go into the heart.
主的话什么都没听进去。
By the word of God, you did not hear.
而是是非非的事情，充满了杜甫。
But we were filled by all those rumors.
有人说这个我们这个人的心呢，好像一个 vacuum， 好像一个吸尘器一样。
Some people say our heart is like a vacuum.
在一群人中走过以后，你会发现哈，不敬畏耶和华，吸进去的都这些东西。
If you do not have the fear of the Lord, you absorbed all those negative things.
一个敬畏耶和华的人。
The one with the fear of the Lord.
他在这群人中走过以后，他在聚会中坐过以后。
When he passed through a crowd, when he is sitting among the gathering,
你发现他里面听见的是什么呢？
What did he absorb?
这个上一次有弟兄在这个追思这个纪念里面讲到一段的经文，我觉得非常的好，在腓立比书第四章。腓立比书第四章。
The book of Philippians, chapter 4.
这里面特别说到，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、有什么德行、有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思想。
It says whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report.If there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
他的心也像一个 vacuum， 也像一个吸尘器。
His heart is also like a vacuum.
你发现吸进去是什么呀？
But what did he absorb?
是那些真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、有德行的、有称赞的。
Those are true, a noble, a just, a pure, a lovely, and of good report, and of virtue, and of praiseworthy.
弟兄姊妹，敬畏耶和华的福气很大。
What a blessing we have if you fear the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们这个人哈，我们的耳朵，你到底能够吸进什么东西？
What can you absorb?
现在这些媒体有多少的是真实的
？How much truth that there are and in all the social media？
很多是我们津津乐道讲一些虚谎的事。
Sometimes we are we very much enjoy the on the lies。
弟兄姊妹，我们听了半天，我们是以恶传恶，以诈传诈。
Sometimes we just pass on lies.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等可悲的事情！
It's very sad.
神的教会，我们在这里所讲的是真实的。
In the Church of God, we ought to talk about things are true, noble, and just, pure,
有美名的
and of virtue.
弟兄姊妹，这是。神的教会让人一进来的感觉是不一样的。
It is different when people come to the church. It's ought to be different.
我觉得这段经文可能有，我们时间到十二点是吧？对不起，我真的是有的时候真的是太啰嗦了。但是我是说，我们太需要这个属天的智慧。
we truly need this heavenly wisdom.
而且他说要增长学问呢。
He says to increase understanding, increase learning.
一个人呢，觉得自己已经得着了，会不会增长学问呢？
If you think you have already obtained, can you have more increase of learning?
当你打开箴言第一章，我多少年前就读过了，十年前就读过了。
When you open a book of Proverbs, you think I have read this 10 years ago.
我们的耳朵就闭上了。
Our ears will be shut down.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候，我们发现说，我们要能够增长学问是何等的不容易。
How difficult it is for us to increase learning.
当这个年纪慢慢长的时候，有人提醒我，哎，你现在头发白了。
And sometimes people remind me of my age, saying you have more gray hair.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得说，如果哈，在年老的时候，仍然能够让知识增长，我觉得太有福气了。
And if you can still have increase in learning, along with your age, it's very blessed.
我们都知道，活到老学到老，对不对？
We know that you learn as you get old.
但很多时候是倚老卖老，对不对？不是活到老学到老。
But oftentimes we boast on our age instead of learning.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说这一个属天的智慧，它在我们生命中各方各面，从年幼到年老，都让我们蒙福。
We know that this heavenly wisdom truly blessed us from the younger age to the older.
他说得着让我明白箴言譬喻，懂得智慧人的言辞和谜语。
To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles.
这里就给我们看见说，这个属天的智慧哈，就让我们晓得属灵的事。
This heavenly wisdom enable us to understand the spiritual matters.
很多时候啊，一讲到咱们待会聚会烤肉哈，我们烧烤，每个人都欢喜快乐。
Everybody will be happy if we talk about we're gonna have barbecue after the gathering.
但是一读圣经，就一半人睡觉。
But half of us will fall asleep if we start reading the Bible.
因为属灵的事对我们来讲，好像是太虚幻了。
The spiritual matters is too fancy for us.
实在说来，所见的都是什么暂时的，对不对？所不见的才是永远的。
Truly, that those can be seen is it temporary, then those cannot be seen is eternal.
所不见的都是没价值的，不是所见的都是没价值的。
Those cannot seen is without value.
所不见的乃是有永恒的价值。
That those things that cannot be seen has eternal value.
我是有这样一个盼望，我们的孩子们，包括我们自己，我们读了前面这一点的，就是几节的经文，我们就觉得说这个智慧，我觉得我们应该有。
We ought to have this type of wisdom.
我相信我们也都盼望得到这样的智慧。
I believe that we all hope to have this.
作为神的儿女，真的应该有这样的智慧。
As children of God, we ought to have this wisdom.
但是要得到这样的智慧，你会发现挑战是非常大的。
But in order, there are great challenges in order to gain this wisdom.
你往后读，马上就会遇见很大的挑战。
You encounter great challenge.
头一个挑战就是要被人家管了。
The first challenge is that you will be disciplined by others.
孩子们，你们要想得着属天的智慧，父母要管你们的。
For young people, if you wanted to gain this heavenly wisdom, your parents should chastise you.
你说这就那两个那么愚昧的人能管我们吗？
Can the foolish people discipline us?
我们看见哈，这个属天的智慧遇见的那个难处，头一个就是我们这个人来到这个世界上 神要来管我们。
The first challenge we encounter is that God will come to discipline us.
有人管好不好？
It is a good thing for to have someone to discipline you.
好吗？好好，弟兄说好。说实在，我这次这个德林不能跟我一起来，我觉得哎呀，缺一块，为什么没人管我？
This time my wife cannot come with me. I feel like something is lacking because no one is disciplining me.
我习惯有人管我。
I'm used to be disciplined.
你这有人管真的太好了。
It is very good to have someone to discipline you.
我不知道孩子们，你觉得没人管好不好？
Young people, do you think it is good without discipline?
不好啊，感谢主，真的是太好了，真的，我们这个感觉是对的。
If you think it's not good without discipline, it is right.
我曾经遇到一个朋友，他说我就讨厌神管我们。
I've talked to a friend. He said I truly abhor the discipline of God.
神什么就给我们这个给那都很好，但是神还管我，他要做我的主。不要。
I do not want God to discipline me to be my Lord.
我说你不让神管你啊。
I said you. That's what you want.
你不让神管，如果神真的不管，让太阳跟地球的距离一下拉大。
If God stopped the discipline and he let go the sun and the moon.
不是地球跟太阳的距离就变了。
There will be change. He might change the distance between the sun and the moon.
神说他用全能的命令托住万有。
God said he uphold all things by his command.
很多人说我们不想神管我们，哪有什么救世主，从来没有什么神仙皇帝。
And some people say, I do not want God's discipline. There is no God, there is no empire at all.
你试试看。
You can try it out.
有人管太好了。
It is very good to have someone to discipline.
特别是万灵的父，对不对？地上的父亲可能随着自己的意思管我们。
Especially the father of all spirit, our earthly father may discipline us
according
to his own will.
他管我们真的管到一个地步啊！说实在的，你求都要求他管你啊。
But the father of all spirits and to chastise us to a point that you even ask him to discipline you.
我记得那个时候我们交通到儿女教养。
We had fellowship about training of our raising of the children.
有的这个人说根本不需要管教儿女的。
Some people say there's no need to discipline our children.
你看我就没有被管教过。
See, I was never disciplined.
我还不是长得这么好吗？
And I grew up well.
说这样话的人真的对自己不认识，对不对？
Those people who said that truly do not know themselves.
说这样话的人，生命中有多少的地方，人家不敢跟他讲啊。
People even dare not to talk to them and to correct them.
哇，弟兄姊妹，如果我们要想学敬畏耶和华
，If you wanted to learn the fear of the Lord,
头一件事。你要接受父母的管教。
First of all, you should accept the discipline of your parents.
你在就把你摆在的工作的里面，摆在任何一个环境中，你会发现神借着各种各样的他大能的所为你安排的环境来管你。
And in your life circumstances, you will find that the mighty hand of God will discipline you.
第二个挑战，你往后读很有意思。第二个挑战，如果你想学敬畏耶和华，你没有朋友。
The second challenge is if you want to learn the fear of the Lord, you will not have friends.
孩子们，你们在学校里哈，如果你敬畏耶和华。
Young people, when you have the fear of the Lord at school.
他们讲那些污秽的言语，你跟他们不在一起。
You will no longer talk about the filthy things along with others.
他们穿衣服是对吧？上面短一点，底下这个短一点，对吧？
The way how
你跟他们不一样。
You will not dress like them.
他们把这个身上抹的很多东西，对不对？
You will not adorn yourself like them.
你会发现你没有朋友。
You find out that you start losing friends.
没人跟你做同伴。
Nobody want to be friends with you.
轻看藐视你。
And despise you.
羞辱你。
Even scorn you.
你还要不要敬畏耶和华？
Do you still want to fear the Lord?
我们的孩子们，今天他们所面临的多少的试探和压力和这个世界的潮流，比我们长大的时候所面临的试探、压力和潮流，我觉得要艰难很多。
And I know that the challenges, the pressures that our children encounter today is much more severe than the time of us.
我儿子告诉我，如果他不打电动的话，一个朋友都没有。
My son told me I will not have no friends if I do not play video games.
讲话你根本都进不去
了。You cannot have any conversation with them.
你礼拜五你已经分别为圣，你说我要去读主的话。
You have consecrated Friday and you want to go read the word of God.
人都会轻看藐视你的。
They will surely despise you.
你说我主日我绝不去生日的 party。
You said I will not go to birthday party on Sundays.
因为这是主分别出来的日子。
Because this is the day that is consecrated by God.
人家说你太古老了。
And they will say you are so old school.
你已经被世代完全淘汰了。
You have been forsaken by this generation, by this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个时代里面，你不跟人家走一样的道路，不同奔放荡无忌的路。
If you do not follow along and to follow along in this generation,
你还会有同伴吗？
Will you have friends?
值不值得呢？
Is that worthy?
敬畏耶和华吃亏的。
And you will suffer loss if you have the fear of God.
要吃亏，干不干？
Do you want to suffer loss?
别人可以做的事你不能做的。
You cannot do the things that others, everybody else can do.
别人可以有很多的朋友，可以非常的发达，可以得着很多的利益，得着很多的名声，因为他们可以在任何的时候都可以放弃聚会。
Others can have all the benefits, that can be prosperous and have all the success because at any given time they can give up gatherings.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得是不是吃亏了呢？
Do you think we are suffering loss?
敬畏耶和华，你觉得亏不亏呢？
Do you think it is a loss to have the fear of the Lord?
在人眼中绝对吃亏的。
In the sight of man, yes, you are suffering loss.
圣经里有一个人，他叫约瑟，真的吃大亏。
There is Joseph in the Bible. We know that he suffered a lot.
他十个哥哥做的坏事，他一个都不做。
He would not do any evil thing, just as other brothers did.
不知道他十个哥哥做什么，反正他跟他们不在一起做。
No matter what other brothers did, he did not do with them.
被欺负，对不对？被羞辱。甚至被哥哥们卖掉了。
He was treated badly and was even sold by his brothers.
吃亏啊。
Suffered loss.
受羞辱啊。
He was despised.
被人踩在脚下碾了。
He was treaded down underfoot.
就是到了埃及，约瑟敬畏耶和华。
Even to Egypt, he has a fear of the Lord.
他说：“我岂可做这样的大恶，得罪神呢？”
He said, "How can I do this evil thing to sin against God?"
吃亏不吃亏呢？
Did he suffer loss?
他如果不敬畏耶和华，他可以说，那真的是，那真的生活太不一样了，对不对？
His life would be very different if he did not fear the Lord.
敬畏耶和华，你真的吃亏吃到家了。
You truly suffer loss if you fear the Lord.
你肯吃亏吗？
Are you willing to?
弟兄姊妹，在神的家中侍奉的时候，我们肯吃亏吗？
Are you willing to suffer loss in terms of
serving
the Lord? 我们要为自己
伸冤吗？
Do you want to revenge for yourself?
我们要以恶报恶吗？
You want to pay evil by evil?
以辱骂还辱骂吗？
You want to pay back rebuke by rebuke?
弟兄姊妹，敬畏耶和华在人的眼中真的是太吃亏了。
Yes, it is truly a suffering of loss in.To fear of the Lord.
人家同用一个囊袋，对不对？人家这个屋子满屋金银，
they have,
你被扔在死牢的里面。
They have one purse and they have all kinds of precious possessions in their house, but you were cast out.
敬畏耶和华是不是这么吃亏呢？
Is that suffering of loss in order to fear the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这是属天的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heavenly wisdom.
约瑟的生命30岁被这一个属天的智慧建立到一个地步，可以承担当时全世界最强大的一个国家的重任，他可以承担这样的重任。
Joseph at the age of 30, thatHe was built up by this heavenly wisdom to a point that he can take up that whole responsibility of that great country.
今天我不知道在座的弟兄姊妹，你有没有过三十岁？
I do not know if you already passed your 30th.
我们想想我们三十岁哈，你没达到三十岁的时候，你想想你三十岁的时候你能承担什么？
Before you turn to 30, you...thought about what can I bear when I turn to 30.
我们过了三十岁的人，我们想想，我三十岁的能承担什么？
After you turn to 30, you can also ask yourself, what can I bear after this? I do not want to suffer loss.
我们随着世界的风俗，我们有很多的朋友，我们很通达的道路。
We go with the flow of the world and we can be prosperous, we can have lots of friends.
难处在这里，生命不被建立。
But the problem is your life cannot be built up.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会何等需要祷告。
But sisters, how much prayers do we need in the church of God?
在这些年间，求神复兴他的作为。
May God revive his work.
得着一般被属天智慧能够建立的器皿。
May God gain the vessels that can be that have the heavenly wisdom.
我们做妻子的，我真的盼望姊妹们多多为自己的弟兄好好祷告。
I hope that all the wives among us pray for your husbands.
我们的弟兄们到了三十岁的时候，能不能刚抬？
Can our brothers, after they turn to 30, can they take up the ark of the Lord?
弟兄们
brothers,
在神面前好好的祷告
pray before the Lord.
不为我们自己啊，弟兄姊妹
not for ourselves.
神的家需要器皿。
The house of God needs vessels.
需要属天的智慧。
It needs the heavenly wisdom.
若不是属天的智慧，我们的这个器皿怎么能被建立呢？
How can a vessel be built up without the heavenly wisdom?
主把摆在一个查经组里，能不能承担起责任？
God put me in this.Bible study group, can you take up this responsibility?
主把话语分享的责任托付在我们身上。
God gave you this responsibility or sharing of the word.
能不能承担起属灵的责任？
Can you take up this spiritual responsibility?
谢主，不是我们能。
thank the Lord, it's not that we can.
是这个属天的智慧在我们里面制作的结果。
It is the fruit of the work of this heavenly wisdom in us.
弟兄姊妹，你肯吃亏吗？
But sister, are you willing to suffer loss?
你肯孤单吗？
Are you willing to be lonely, solitude?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，在这一个被成全的过程当中，真的是很多时候我们是要被人家管的。
We know that oftentimes we need discipline in the process of maturing.
有没有哪一个器皿没有人管过，他就是能够承担属灵的责任呢？
Are there any vessel that can take up spiritual responsibilities without disciplines?
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。我想我们，对不起，我只讲到了第六节，但是我想我们早晨时间到了，但我想我这里面我真的里面有这样的一个负担。
I truly have this burden.
神的教会需要有属天的智慧。
The church of God need this heavenly wisdom.
这属天的智慧能建立我们。
This heavenly wisdom can build up us.
让我们的生命能够成熟。
Can enable us to have a mature life.
我们的家被建立。
Our family, our houses can be.
我们的聚会刚强。
Our church can be strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，这是主今天在他的家中所要得着的。
This is what God wants to gain among his house.
主把这条路摆在我们的面前。
God has already shown this way to us.
我们是拣选属地的智慧呢，还是拣选属天的智慧？
Do you choose this worldly wisdom or have the heavenly wisdom?
我们在神面前盼望，我们每一个人里面都有这样一个强烈的心愿，我们愿意学习敬畏耶和华。
We will all have this zealous heart in before the Lord. We wanted to learn the fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华是生命的泉源。
The fear of the Lord has the spring of life.
敬畏耶和华的人大有盼望。
Those who have the fear of the Lord has great hope.
敬畏耶和华，连他的儿女都有避难所。
And those who fear the Lord, even their children have shelters.
哇，弟兄姊妹，太宝贵！我想我这时间实在没有了，我们只能停在这里。但是，就是箴言一上来就这一几节的经文，弟兄姊妹，我觉得对我们的鼓励和这个盼望真的太大了。
My time is up. I have to stop. But only these few verses.Has great encouragement to us.
愿神在这里得着一般敬畏耶和华的人。
May God gain those people that fear the Lord among us.
当他们在谈论的时候，耶和华侧耳而听。
When they talk, that God from heaven incline to hear.
好，下面请弟兄带我们祷告，谢谢。
Let's pray.
父母的感恩
Father, we thank you.
虽然我们如同尘土，要归于尘土。
Although we are from dust and will turn to dust.
但是你借着你儿子耶稣基督，已经把你自己的生命赐给我们。
But you have bestowed your life through the Son, through your Son Christ.
你何等巴望在我们众人里头做建立的工作。
You truly want to build up us.
把自己和同伴和我们自己的儿女还有儿女的儿女一同交在你自己的手中。
We commit ourselves, our brothers and sisters, our children, our children's children onto your hands.
把丹伯这个地方仰望在你的面前。
We commit Dumbo onto your hands.
我们实在不盼望自己的愚昧， 拦阻你自己的工作。
We do not want to resist your work because of our foolishness.
愿你的话成就在我们中间。
May your word be accomplished among us.
谢谢你如同父亲这样的教训我。
We thank you for your discipline like a father.
又如同母亲在这里把你自己的法则赐给我们。
And show us the instruction of the mother.
愿你的心在我们身上能够得到满足。
May your heart be satisfied among us.
这样的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.